Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans, yes, and welcome to the fourth and final episode of our Men's Health series. And today, I am joined with a guest who's a visionary, who leads with empathy, builds through connection, and lives by the mantra of getting 1% better every day. He has mastered the boardroom and the balance between success and self-awareness. Today, he will get real about relationships, emotional well-being, and courage it takes to heal and evolve. And I'm so excited because we traveled together this year in June. And I'm going to say, like, this moment that we're in now was the catalyst. Like, him and I got into a really, really beautiful conversation. So you're in for a really great treat. So get ready. But right now, come together with a gigantic podcast welcome for the amazing Calvin Pascal. Are we cheersing? Cheers.
Cheers.
Plastic to glass. That's not a cool cheers. I need to do glass next time. So, Calvin, oh my gosh, thank you.
Thank you. This is amazing. It's a blessing. It's an honor. I found out just before we started that I represent the 363rd episode.
That's
so
right.
Much love. I'm not surprised that you continue to do big, bold, beautiful, incredible things. But it sort of comes full circle. So I just want to pause for a moment because we had this conversation back in June in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And obviously in the last week with everything that's happened,
that's right.
I just want to take a moment to pause and make sure that we thoughts, blessings, whatever it is that you can do, they need it as a community. I'm not Jamaican, but my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens, like many people across the Caribbean, Africa, Canada, around the world are. And whatever you do, I'm encouraging you. This is our opportunity to give back. Jamaica is known for its culture, its roots, its food, its energy, its entrepreneurship. And they will get through this because they're always
resilient,
do.
Yes. Yeah.
And we need to wrap our arms around each and every person that we can in that island and that country. So I encourage you, find out how you can give back. Find out what you can do. Make a difference. And yeah, it's tough. So please, moving into the holiday season, this is our opportunity to show love, give our blessings. But through time, through money, through donations, whatever you can do to give back, please do.
Yeah. And I actually want to add to that, too, because something else that really reveals to me is like a lot of times we band together right at the forefront and there's so much flurry and so much, you know, and then there's fatigue. And I always say, like, it's not just a one and done, like, pace yourself. Like, if you can, you know, check in, like, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. So, like, try not to give everything, give, but I'm also, like, they also need pace because they also need to be prepared to be able to receive it as well. So just something that that came to mind for me.
Yeah, and that brings us, I guess, to the topic wellness and mental state and
relationships and all things. So I'm going to start with my signature question, which is, Calvin, what has been your most empowering thought that you've had of this day so far?
Wow. It's funny because we said this is not scripted, it's organic, and we're just going to have a conversation, but I was not expecting that question. You know what? With everything that's going on, I'll be honest, I've been just reaching out and just trying to give as much blessings and checking in as many people, both here in Canada and obviously down in Jamaica. So this morning, that's what I did. I spent my time just checking in on people, just making people good, letting people know that they're not alone. Yesterday, I actually went to a funeral, unfortunately, my friend, Ed, blessings to you. And unfortunately, his wife passed away from cancer. Things have been going on. And then the week before that, my friend, she goes by Big L. So Big L, blessings to you as well. Her mom passed away last week, Friday. So I was at that funeral. And one of the amazing stories that was shared about her mom and them, her mom, they were like best friends. And she said they lived all around the world, Canada, spent some time in the U.S., Malaysia. They're originally from Vietnam. And they're the most rewarding, the biggest smile that her mom ever experienced actually is when they were living in Jamaica. So just circle over the last sort of week or so. And because of the passings, because of what happened in Jamaica, just in life in general, I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. I'm blessed. Fortunate. I'm surrounded by amazing people such as yourself, Nkechi, and I know that whatever happens moving forward, it's only going to be greatness, it's only going to be excellence, it's only going to be blessings, and I'm thankful.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, it's so two things I want to say. One, I don't know that anyone's ever asked me, but I feel compelled to sort of share. I like asking that question because a lot of times we are in a rat race every single day. They say the majority of our thoughts are negative. And a lot of times we don't necessarily stop and pause. What are the things that empowered me today, right? Because I live by the mantra that empowered humans empowered humans. So somewhere on the course of your day to day, you did something that empowered another human. And I love how and that came to me, like, that's why I asked that question, right? Because in you picking up whomever you chose today, whoever you were called to reach out to, like the domino effect of that, like that action is probably still moving, is still probably being created, right? So, you know, kudos to you. And thank you.
Yeah, and I believe nothing happens by accident. Yeah. I'm not a religious person, but I'm not a religious person, but very spiritual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I believe all things happen for a reason. And from Jamaica to today, this conversation was meant to happen. It was meant to happen being the 363rd episode, season 7. Yeah, I'm going to keep plugging away throughout. At the end of the day, this conversation from a timing perspective is probably not just about you and I connecting. Somebody's going to listen to this and hopefully get 1% better. Let them know that they're not alone. Let them know that they can reach out to you and I, to the community, to the ecosystem. Big up Nobelum, of course. We're all here together. So that is a blessing. That's why I believe I'm fortunate. And thank you for giving me the opportunity just to hang with you. I was looking forward to making the time and having back in June. So it's truly a blessing.
I love it. So you've led massive teams, driven like billion-dollar growth, which I think is awesome. I remember I was like so we were probably having breakfast and I was like, wow, he did all of that stuff and I loved it. But behind every leader is a human story. And I call it the backstory a lot of times. And so what have relationships and obviously in the line of work that you've done, you've had to build both personal and professional. What have they taught you about you showing up as your authentic self? Because I actually do believe that you're one of those humans that pull people. Like you deeply care. And you have demonstrated that even with me. And you don't necessarily know me that well. We have a common friend and she says the same thing about you. So What have you learned that allows you to really just be your authentic self?
Thank you for the question. Big up Miss Tequila. Much love.
Our executive producer of this podcast.
Yeah. I think everything starts at the beginning. And for me, I grew up at Jane and Falstaff, 44. Falstaff apartment 806.
Even numbers. There's something about numbers, eh?
Yeah, that was the first chapter of my life, and it taught me about community, connection, hustling, no matter how little you think you may have, you have so much more because you have a sense of community. And I was fortunate that I had just an amazing mom. So, wasn't the easiest mom. and I could probably share a lot of stories about that. But don't worry, mom, I will not put you on blast. And
Today.
I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for my mom. She taught me believe in yourself, taught me excellence, taught me compassion, taught me chores. Yes, I can cook, I can clean, I can fold clothes, I can do laundry. And she taught me that you got to give back and you can make a difference. So I was just fortunate that I had just an amazing mom and I got to witness other amazing moms. Unfortunately, a lot of us didn't grow up with our dads, and I'm sure that's probably another episode for another day. But nonetheless, I got to witness greatness in women and how they could lead and how they could be kings and queens, CEOs, CFOs, COOs, and everything that's required to maintain and make sure a household is great. And I hope that in that I've been able to take bits and pieces of what I've learned and what was taught to me. And I think I've carried that through in my life. So I've always believed in trying to make others around me better. And me, it goes back to even when I used to play basketball. My favorite basketball player is Magic Johnson, Los Angeles Lakers. Sorry, Raptors fan, but I am a Lakers fan first, Raptors fan second. Another episode for another day. But what I liked about Magic and how I used to play the game and even how I lead is I'm a point guard. So it isn't about me getting the shot up. It isn't about me scoring, dropping 30 points. It's about giving the assist, giving people the recognition when they do well, encouraging the right behaviors. And no matter what I've done throughout my career, 20 plus years, I've always been lucky and fortunate to be surrounded by greatness and excellence. And what I've learned is if you just empower people, remove barriers, provide encouragement, sometimes tough coaching, people will excel and they will do greater things than you ever imagined was possible. And I think that led me to where I am today. And as Chief Revenue Officer at Nobellum, and the work that we're doing and working with Mel, Malcolm, Catherine, the rest of the Nobellum team, we went down to Jamaica with the Development Bank of Jamaica. We brought you and many others down. And that's what's life's all about. Taking something and going somewhere and empowering them. And those women that we met in Jamaica are phenomenal.
Yes, I
Like
know. I know.
the businesses, the ideas, the passion. There's no doubt that those women and so many others in Jamaica and around the world are going to go on to do greatness. And if I can help make anybody 1% better along that journey, then that's what I'm here for. That's what gets me up in the morning. And I apply that at home. I apply that with my friends and family, and I apply that in my career.
And I love, so I actually, when you said the point guard reference, when you made the point guard reference, I'm like, yeah, I can see that. And there's something really powerful in that. Like I think I observed your leadership when we were away, and to be quite honest, I felt it was one of guarding the team, taking care of the team, making sure nobody was left behind, standing in the gap at times, So you do that really well. And you kind of just, you just ended sort of a moment ago talking about how that's kind of weaved into all facets, right? And so leadership at home, like, so how do you view leadership at home as a man to work and then in your friendships? Like, do you see different nuances and differences, or is it really, a single string for you?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. And obviously, I'm sure my perspective will be interesting what my friends and families and others may say. But for those that know me outside of Calvin and call me Cal, Calvino, CP, C-Love, or whatever throughout my life and journey, when I'm down for you, I'm down for you. So you can call me at 4 o'clock in the morning, and if you're stranded on a street corner, I'm going to come. If you need somebody to talk to, I'm going to listen. If you need somebody to do a whiteboard session and try to figure out how to grow and drive revenue and even just even think about how you can propel your idea, I'm there. So that's just how I am at home. And I think I can only be me. We all have our opportunities and flaws and things that we need to work on. And I'm no different than anybody else. But I care about the things that I'm passionate about, and I'm passionate about people. So for me, It doesn't matter if I'm at home with the family. It doesn't matter if I go and shovel in neighbor's driveway in the winter. It doesn't matter if I'm hanging out with my boy, big up Matic, big up Khalil, in terms of just hanging out and chopping it up, or even Graham here at Loft. I just like to connect and help and listen, and I get joy and passion out of that every single day. So what you see in my tracksuit, beverage, cool cut cow who just likes to chop it up, have a nice drink, and just listen and grow and share. And I think that's how I get energy and passion in my life every single day.
I have to ask then, how does Calvin take care of Calvin? Because it's funny, because I just delivered a talk that when one of my liners is that you can't lead others until you first led yourself. And so,
good advice.
So how do you turn that into yourself, and when do you do that?
Could do better. But it's funny, I did the session, Graham and I, with Loft, and I apologize, Kimberly. I don't know the name of the organization, and I'll get the name, but Kimberly leads a wellness organization, and we did a session on Thursday, a virtual session, and it was just a good reinforcement about the importance of balance. And I know people always talk about it from a wellness perspective. It's always about what people see physically, but I'm a fundamental believer that before you focus on the physical, I think more people need to focus on the inside. You can't love somebody until you love yourself. You can't help somebody be great unless you feel great. You can't actually change the world if you haven't changed yourself. So for me, I like to walk. I like to listen to music. You know, I like to have a nice glass of wine or whiskey. I like to just listen and hang out with people. And that's how I get my joy and my wellness and my happiness. I'm also very critical of myself. I think every day I look and say, okay, could I have done this better? What could I change? I do a lot of self-reflection. I do like to go for a walk late at night where I put on some headphones. I might listen to a podcast, or most times I'm just listening to music, and I just reflect and I just think, and I just, okay, what could I do? And I'm always, and that's sometimes every gift there's a curse. So I have to pause to say, hey, just let the brain just pause for a moment, breathe, and just joy, and senses and the environment and things that are around you, so that you could be the best version of yourself. And once you're the best version of yourself, then you can be the best version of yourself for others. So I just try to root myself in that and try to eat healthy, especially as I'm getting older. If you're wondering, yes, I'm 21. right? We're both 21, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, just you got to take time for yourself. You don't have to apologize to anybody in this world for time for yourself. You don't have to apologize for anybody to be a little self-absorbed at times. You don't have to apologize for anybody for wanting to be alone. Up to me, all those things are healthy, and sometimes you just need to be by yourself to figure things out. And once you have clarity of self and mind and soul, then the body, I believe, will take care of itself, and everything else that will come from that, from a universal connection, will all be peace and beautiful hope. Challenges and pitfalls along the journey.
So you touched on like this tweaking aspect of like just refining, reflecting back. And so when the team was doing some research on you, they came up with, they shared that you use the 1% better mantra. Yeah. So where did that come? Was that instilled in you from your mom? Like, where did that come from? And how do you measure that for yourself?
Yeah. So, well, man, you have some really good questions.
Well, you're guiding the questions.
But yeah, I think it just, you know, as you get older, I believe that if you want to understand where somebody is going to be tomorrow, you need to look at their steps from yesterday. And most people are who they are, and sometimes you have to accept who they are. But I think it just started with my mom. Like, hey, you know what? You're going to learn how to make your bed. And yes, it's not going to be perfect today, but I'm going to work with you, and tomorrow we'll get better. The day after that, we'll get better. But that routine and consistency, you know, in 2 weeks, you'll be able to make a bed like the best of them. And I think same thing when I used to do sports. I did track, gymnastic, basketball, bowling. Yes, if anybody wants to go head to head with me at a bowling alley, call me up. We can make that happen. But yeah, I just think it's just a fundamental belief that I have that you can't master everything. And the only way that you can is if you fundamentally believe, if you break things down in chunks and small pieces and disapplies, if you're trying to build AI and some of those workflows and things like that, you got to start at the beginning, understand each independent part of the puzzle so that you can piece everything together as you get more and more pieces of that puzzle along your journey. And that's, to me, it's just about getting 1% better. Mm-hmm. If I cook a meal, right? Mm-hmm. You know, next time, got to put a little pinch of this, a little pinch of that. Sometimes it's like even, hey, Nikechi, you know, if I want to start a podcast, I'm going to call you. You've done 300, soon to do 364, 7 seasons. That would be insane to not want to pick your brain and master one or two things that you have done if I was trying to do my own podcast.
Yeah.
I think that's just all.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So let's, maybe this is a little bit of a generalization, but let's just say, like, typically, especially when you think about, we are in Movember, honoring men's health, and Movember was started with that intent, was that men are often neglecting themselves. There's societal norms that men feel under pressure. And so one of those societal norms, not one I created, but is that men tend to lead from a place of control or perfection, right? Like the fear of failure, you know, admitting vulnerability and this and the other. So what does emotional strength look like to you as a man? And do you and your friends get together and talk about things like that?
Yeah. So what happens at the barbershop remains in law. No, I think a big part of that just comes with experience, mm-hmm. and you know, men don't cry. Men can't have emotions. And again, I know we're talking general things. And I think there's part of that, you know, we learn from a young age, you know, they give you something to cry for.
Yeah, right. Right?
So these things start to play in your head. And then there's also the social elements, you know, being a black male, that you're dealing with a lot of the stigma and biases and things that people may believe about a black male, especially in the corporate environment, that you're trying to portray sometimes, to the point where you might lose yourself and no longer feel as though your authentic self. And it weighs on you, and it's an ongoing challenge. But yeah, with my boys, we get deep. We talk about all things and everything. And no, we just don't talk about sports. We talk about life. We talk about emotions. We talk about family. We talk about raising kids. We talk about, you know, relationship partnerships. We talk business. We talk everything under the sun. And in order to have an honest conversation, you have to be willing to give a piece of yourself. Yeah. And giving a piece of yourself is sometimes letting down maybe a particular wall or barrier, or even not willing to being a little bit vulnerable. And I think as I've gotten older, I realized that that's critical. You got to take down the walls. You got to be open to being a little bit vulnerable and sharing, because if you truly want to get something from a conversation from another, you got to be honest. So you can't go to the doctor and the doctor says how you're feeling. It's like, oh, everything's great. But inside, you know, something is off. You can't have an honest conversation, both business and professionally, if you are not being honest in that conversation. So vulnerability is okay. Men, women, getting emotional, mm-hmm. in under the right way, and even if that means crying, hugging, dabs, high fives, or whatever it is, all those things are okay. And I've learned to stop worrying about what society may think about me as a male, as a black male. I'm comfortable in my skin and in myself. And I don't need to put up a front for nobody. You either like me or you don't. Yeah. But who I am and what I represent is me. Yeah. And I can sit down with you and I could walk you through why I am who I am and my journey and my experience. And in no shape or form am I saying I'm any better or different than anybody else, but it's my story, it's shaped who I am. And through my self-reflection and my self-journey, I am comfortable in being Cal. I am who I am.
And so in corporate spaces, which you've worked in, and you've obviously led across the gender lines, can you share a little bit from your experience? Do you see your leadership having, like, how do you pivot your leadership, like, in terms of how you might be leading women on your team or, you know, men? Because, like I said, in the workplace, and you kind of touched on it, men probably show up a little bit differently. Like, they, and especially maybe they're Black men and they have, you know, they have these thoughts or perceptions that people are judging them or viewing them in a certain way. So what have you noticed in terms of having to tailor or to adapt your leadership in order to sort of lead men at work, to open up, to recognize that, you know, failure's not a bad thing. You don't have to show up in perfection. You don't have to have everything under control. And, you know.
So it's interesting you say certain things. I would say it depends on the environment and the corporate culture.
Okay,
and
that's fair.
I've worked in a variety of different ones. And sometimes you don't have the luxury of not showing up and being your best, because there is a level of stigma sometimes that is a reality for Black women, Black men, women in general, and a variety of underrepresented or marginalized communities and individuals that have to show up and sometimes play a role that maybe they don't always want to, but have to for the corporate culture and environment. So I always start with...
Can I interrupt,
sure.
Please?
Yeah.
Oh man, because I want to abolish those type of cultures, right? Like, and you said something that was really interesting, because sometimes you have to show up as your best self because of those type of cultures that, in my opinion, are toxic.
Well, there's a lot of toxic corporate culture,
right.
So.
But.
You can call it spade a spade.
Yeah, but the minute you're having to, and I don't want to use that word context switch because it's
sure.
just so overused, but the minute you're having to tailor yourself, like twist yourself, you're no longer your best self.
So I'll give you a story. So I won't name the
company. Yeah.
But at one point in my life, I was trying to find myself, and there was this thing called a newspaper back in the day. I know, 21, right? And there was this ad that talked about, hey, you can go and get your car sales license in a month, and we guarantee that we get you a job. So, you know, I thought I'm pretty good at sales. I took the course, finished number one in my class. At that particular time in my life, I had braids and I had a nose ring. And it was hard for me to find a job, even though I finished number one in my class. So there was, I went to probably 20 different dealerships. Not one would give me a job. So I finally found one, and he said, I'll give you the opportunity. I'm like, great. When do I get my demo card? He said, not only you're not going to get a demo card, we'll talk about that after you can actually show and prove, but I'm going to ask you to do something. And asked me to take out my nose ring and as well as take out my braids. So got it at the time. What do? I cut my hair and I took out my nose ring. So fast forward today, would I do that today? Probably not, because I'm much more comfortable and confident in my skin. But that was a stigma for that particular industry, that a Black male needed to have a clean cut, no nose
ring. Yeah. In that particular scenario that you're explaining, and like, I'll never, like, it's never a really exact science. But those kind of stories kind of irk me. And I'd also say, though, then that's not the environment for you. Right? Like, I always say go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. Because sure. We only have this, but I get it, because behind that, then it's about getting truly honest with yourself that you are making a choice because of maybe commitments, fear, all of these other things, the desire not to have a job, the need to have to pay bills. I get that. But I also say that, mentally, your most empowered self is the self that says, I am doing this because of, not because of that person, but because you get what I'm saying? Like what I'm totally. Yeah. And
that comes with experience, right?
Yeah.
Going through
learning
about yourself, listening, getting mentorship and coaching, and realizing that in order for you to truly be, in order for you to actually give value into a company or into a life or to a partnership or a situation, you have to be the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you are coming to the table and compromising who you are as a person or individual with some values, it's never going to end well.
100%. And anyway, this could be a whole different dialogue, because I love to double click on those type of, because I still say like I've been a little bit fortunate in the sense that I haven't had that verbal, but I mean, there's been the nonverbal cues, which is I have probably tried to think about you needed to look and act a certain way in corporate. To get ahead, not that somebody has told me that's what I needed to do to get ahead. And, but the truth is I didn't catapult, like exponentially grow until I was truly authentically myself in the organization I was in. Right. And so
all you have to do is Google any Fortune 100, 500 company and look at the executives, the board members,
what they look
and
like.
You might be surprised or maybe not. There's usually some common themes that you will see, and I'll leave it at that.
So as a final question, this main part here, as one who mentors and develops others to lead with authenticity, speaking about authenticity and empathy, what's one piece of advice you'd offer to men who want to grow, not just in career, but in emotional maturity and like self-awareness?
Hustle hard, stay humble, which is, if for anybody who's on my WhatsApp, you'll see that. I think the hardest part sometimes is to be humble and to be willing to listen and to absorb and to take bits and pieces of what you think can work and bring it in your toolbox in order to continue to expand and grow and learn and flourish and excel. And, it's okay. Failure is a part of life. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to miss a sales target. Well, in some organization, not so much. But at the end of the day, it's about, again, getting 1% better. Have you learned? Don't repeat the same mistakes. But gotta be humble sometimes. And I know in my career, I made mistakes, and you get a piece of humble pie and you have a choice. You can look at the individual across and say, what are you talking about? How dare you? Or you can say, you know what? I messed up. Thank you. But it's your best friends are the ones that will tell you there's booger hanging from your nose.
Yes.
Everybody else, you'll find out who your real friends are. Just as simple as that. And even a stranger, but at the end of the day, that's what you want. You want somebody that's going to give you honest feedback, transparent, timely feedback, coaching feedback, mentorship, but it's honest, right? So that you can actually get better. There's a lot of fluff, a lot of fluffy conversations because people don't want to hurt other people's feelings. And there's always a part of that that sometimes plays into these situations. But you can still give feedback and be professional, respectful, care without being disrespectful. I tell people throughout my career, I draw a very thick line around what I believe as professional or disrespect. And I don't accept that from anybody. I've seen times where people have tried to step over. And if my own mom or friends and family don't speak a certain way, I'm not going to let another individual, especially in my environment, take away my my power or my dignity. So you'll learn, you grow. There's different stages of this journey, especially if you're younger. Get mentorship, get coaching, accept failure, but just get better.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, now I get to take you through some rapid thrivers. I think I know the answer to this first one, but when you think of someone who inspires you, who comes first to mind?
Mother.
Yes, I got it. I knew it.
Gloria Pascal. She's a G.
Love it. I love it. Mama G, Mama G, Mama G. What is the daily activity that helps you with your thrive?
Music.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is a book that has helped you with your thrive?
What's the book that...
that you'd recommend, yeah.
It's interesting that you brought that up. I'm going to go back and read it because we're talking about men health and men experience. I don't quote me on the exact title, but it makes me want to holler. It is a great book that I think both black men and black women or just people in general should read.
The book is called Makes Me Want to Holler? You're not sure?
It's about I think that's the name of the book. Good to Great is one of my favorite ones, too.
Nathan McCall, Good to Great. Yeah. Makes Me Want to Holler is a book. I think
you need that book.
Yeah. I will look it up. And Good to Great. If not, I will put that one in. And what is an app that helps you with your thrive?
What is
an app on your phone?
That helps me thrive? Mm-hmm. Spotify.
Yeah, calendar. Listen to music. Yeah, that makes sense.
And now I leverage a multiple of GPTs, AI resources to be as efficient, as productive as possible.
I love that. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for everybody that's listening. This is real. You can look at the announcements that are happening every single day in the corporate environment. What is happening is not going away. I encourage you, and I do this at home, start becoming a master, even if it's a generalist, of AI tools, resources. Yeah. It's not going to help you in your career. It's going to help you in your everyday life. Yeah. And another thing that is coming up more and more is people are now spinning off and creating companies at a faster rate than probably ever before. Because
doing everything at a faster rate. And I love what Satya says, like, collaborate, think with AI and collaborate with people. Right?
I'm working with one of my good friends is Graham Wong, who is the owner of Loft. And we were doing some marketing, and we were having a conversation in terms of digital and what I would refer to as analog. And I think what's interesting, and I talk a lot about revenue for obvious reasons in terms of what I do at Nobellum and working with founders, is I think we've lost sight of the importance of just having human conversations, human interactions, virtually, in person. And there's still a lot of power on word of mouth and getting out there and knowing your customers and clients. So one of the things that I'm probably going to speak a lot more in 2026 is what I will call the power of analog connection, and attaching yourself from technology and getting out there and actually building solid relationships and partnerships through human interaction.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, just because I'm technology and all this, any other, like, I don't think the genius of and versus the tyranny of or. The better of us are the ones that have been able to figure out really and truly how to leverage technology to empower the parts of us that we should, like, outsource. We don't want to spend a lot of time doing this stuff so that we can create time to have more meaningful connects, bring better, bigger ideas to the table faster. Like, that's the power. That's the power.
And that goes back to, so one, I agree. Two, that goes back to knowing thyself.
Yes.
So you have to spend time, and this is a great time of the year as you sort of wrap up to start to reflect, start to think about what went well, what were some of the opportunities, what were the learnings, what were the maybe the connections that you didn't give as much attention to. Now's a pick up the phone, send a message, and just connect, and also start planning on what you're going to do in 2027. So.
Yeah,
I'm always a year.
Okay, I was gonna say 2026, dude. But I get it. You're a year ahead.
Gotta be a year ahead.
I get it. And last of my rapid thrivers is, what's one misconception that people have of you?
So somebody told me and that they thought or they believed or felt that what's the word that they used? I guess the word that they used was that I'm not approachable. That I can sometimes come across as not approachable.
Standoffish. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That.
Cocky.
They didn't use cocky, but maybe that's what they were implying. Maybe
confidence. And it's not because I think so. I just was trying to help you with the word.
And that I'm not. Their words were they didn't think I was as cool as they've come to learn because of how I present myself. Mm-hmm. And I said, feedback is a gift.
Yeah.
I didn't make that up. Actually, that was a phrase that was used at LinkedIn. And that was something that I do believe feedback is a gift. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I did was say, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for feedback.
Yeah.
And I hope that the time that you've come to learn about me, that the perceptions that you have of me today, hopefully I've done a better job to make you feel comfortable, included, heard, seen, and hopefully I can help you and you can help me.
I love that. I love that. So where do we find more of you online?
Good question. So right now you can go to www.novellum.com. We are looking for some amazing founders for our growth stream. So please check us out. You'll see me there. If you go about us, you'll see my lovely picture. But that would be one place that you can go, not only to find out what's happening in my world from Novellum perspective, but you can reach out to me there. Obviously, from my time and throughout my career, LinkedIn is probably my main social presence. People are telling me that I need to do a little bit more in other spaces like, you know, maybe Instagram and so forth. So I'm probably going to have much more of a social media presence in 2026 and beyond.
Awesome.
Some people reached out to me about doing a podcast. You can let me know. Would you want to hear from me? I think I'm cool. I think they catch you.
I see your next podcast interview coming. It's coming. It's coming on the heels of this one.
But so yeah, you can reach out for me that way. I apologize. I don't always get back as quickly as I would like, but I always do get back. So if you send me a message, I will get back and we can connect and hopefully have a coffee chat and see how we can make magic together, because we are all connected. We all have beautiful things. And I'll share a quote that I live by before we wrap things up. To give anything less than your best is to sacrifice your gift. So I fundamentally believe if you're on this planet, you all have beautiful things and gifts and talents and strengths. Some people have found it sooner in life than others. But once you find it and tap into it, you will go on and you'll find your voice in this amazing world. So blessings, thanks. Happy holidays to those who celebrate.
I'm not done yet. Look at this guy trying to take my... You're trying to steal the host, Thunder Man? Jesus. Jesus. Rewind. Pull up.
There was like five questions. I thought you didn't get to the five. Pull up. I can speak all night. I'll handle you all night.
So where I was going to go next was finish this sentence for us.
Okay.
I am empowered in my skin when?
I am connected with beautiful people like Mukechi that make me smile and make me know that I can go on and do anything that I put my mind to at the end of the day.
I love it. Thank you. And thank you for all of that, the first ending. And thank you for the second ending.
Because you walked me through in terms of our prep conversation.
And I told you I had one final question. And I said I'll have one final question to ask you. Jesus.
We're going to have to go back and take a look at the just for that, I know it's like you're never coming back again. So.
No, you're coming back. I love that. That was great because that was great. I think that that was very inspiring. Now, do you want to like, now just wrap us up to the very end? What do you want to say to these humans as they embark in the last month of this year? 2 months. Yeah, last month. They're going into December.
Yeah, so health is important. Wellness is important. So all the men that are out and listening, make sure you make sure this is in check. Make sure this is in check.
Pointing to his head, pointing to his heart.
Make sure the rest of it is in check because you can't help anybody if you're not healthy and well yourself. And it's not just about the physical wellness and health, it's the mental health. We need to make sure the mental health is as pure and present and working 100% as possible at all times. So that's one. Two, as we started off, please, 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 whatever you can do on any level for the people that have been impacted in Jamaica, nothing is too small right now. So figure out what you can do and please, please, please give back. Three, for everybody that I've ever met and connected and have made me a better person, thank you. That goes from my mom to my boys to Bellum and Graham, and I'm doing stuff with Tech Us Forward and Carrie Ann and a whole bunch of other people that have come in my life in the last 12 years and everybody before. There's so many people that have helped me along my journey, and I just want to take this moment, if you're listening and you hear this, thank you. I appreciate you. I love you. And hopefully I will be able to stay connected and continue to do beautiful things. And then last but not least, Cassius and Sage, CSP, that's my homies for life. I love you. And everything that I do is for you. And, I didn't do this alone. So to the other individual, Sarah, thank you for what you do day in and day out. Not everything is always the best of days, but that doesn't mean that I don't appreciate you and have mad love for you as well. So on that note.
Yes. Yes, thank you to everyone that's listening. I love that. This means that you are going to share this episode with many people that you love, and they're going to listen all the way to the end, and they're going to hear me say, this is sadly where we have to say, we're out. Bye-bye.
Peace, love, thanks. This is awesome.
There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.